Well, they'll line it up from 38 yards away. Going to give the Badgers a 21-point lead early in the third quarter. Lions are down. Here's a snap. Ball down. Kick is in the air, and it is good. No problem for Nathaniel Vakos from 38 yards away, and the lead is 21 for the Wisconsin Badgers. Drive on, Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud sponsor of Badger football. 11:44 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 24, Purdue 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Fall sure is pretty.
I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mmm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Okay. From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
Lynn Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at AStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to A Street Auto.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Wisconsin football brought to you in part by UW Health and Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Your hometown station for news, talk,
this
and sports.
This is CBS
locally
News
grown radio
on the hour,
97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The president of the United Auto Workers Union expands the strike to 38 GM and Stellantis facilities. Hudson, Wisconsin GM worker Kenny Carrier.
Now we're able to stand up and put a hurt into General Motors that we're serious. We ain't playing games. You know, we want what's owed to us.
Ford was spared because the union says progress has been made. President Biden will talk to striking auto workers in Michigan next week. More from CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The visit is a show of solidarity by President Biden, who often refers to himself as the most union-friendly president ever. He'll visit the UAW picket line in Detroit on Tuesday, one day before former President Trump is scheduled to speak to auto workers himself, both of them heading to the key swing state of Michigan.
Studio execs and the Writers Guild of America back at the bargaining table today. KCAL-TV's Tina Patel in L.A.
Writers and actors tell me they feel encouraged that negotiations are continuing, especially since there were so many weeks where it seemed like there was absolutely no movement from the studios and streaming companies. It's been reported that the CEOs of some of the top companies have been in the room directly involved in negotiations for the past 3 days. It's not clear whether the two sides are making any progress on the specific issues of residual pay, staffing minimums, or protections against artificial intelligence.
New Jersey's governor calls for the resignation of U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, who will temporarily step down as chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. The Democratic senator and his wife are facing federal bribery charges. Menendez denies all allegations. CBS's Scott McFarland.
They say the scheme started in 2018, just months after a mistrial was declared in a prior corruption case Menendez was involved in.
I've made my share of mistakes, but my mistakes were never a crime.
The new indictment details the involvement of Menendez's wife, Lebanese-born Nadine Arslanian, whom he married in 2020 after 10 months of dating.
Tropical storm Ophelia is expected to make landfall in North Carolina early tomorrow. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says it could be one of the top 10 highest tide levels in some locations.
Storm surge is a concern here, particularly at high tide on Saturday in portions of Delaware, Virginia, Maryland, and New Jersey. There is the risk for major flooding and coastal inundation there.
One day after being chosen by Minnesota's governor to lead the state's new cannabis office, Erin Dupree has resigned. It comes after a Minneapolis Star Tribune report that she sold products at her hemp shop that are illegal under state law. Dupree says in a statement that conducting lawful business has been an objective of her business career. Stocks fall on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Empowered Caregiver Show. If you are a caregiver or know someone who is, this show is meant to uplift you through education and support, while also lifting up every caregiver's invaluable role in society. Now, here is the Empowered Caregiver and your host, Liza Helen Brand.
You are listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, and I am your host, Liza Helen Brand. Today, I am speaking with guest Lindsay Pinchuk. Lindsay was working for one of the largest magazine publishing houses in the world. For 10 years, she created and sold integrated marketing programs to some of the biggest brands in the world. With just a $500 investment, Lindsay left her job she loved so much to start her first company. She turned a profit in year one and created a unique partnership with Target, Nordstrom, The Honest Company, Seventh Generation, Huggies, and Ulta, just to name a few. Bootstrapping the company and never taking an outside investment, Lindsay grew the company to seven figures in year-over-year revenue using her signature sweep method. Following a successful exit, Lindsay is now a consultant, coach, public speaker, and teacher, working with businesses both large and small to ignite their brand awareness. And the reason I really wanted to have Lindsay on a show for caregivers is because I know a lot of caregivers struggle between work and their caregiving duties. Many caregivers have to reduce their hours or leave the workforce altogether. I myself traded in a meaningful career to take care of my son. I'm not sure if I ever shared that on the air before, but I worked 23 years as a real estate appraiser. Didn't at all match my personality type or what I enjoyed. It was just something that had flexible
options. Our community. As your local cat dealer, Favic Cat provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Favic Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FavicCat.com or call your local Favic Cat store for more information. Favic Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point of sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. Tyrone Tracy, a 20-yard touchdown run, 8:42 left in the third quarter. It's now Wisconsin 24, Purdue 10.
Yeah, way too easy there. Eight plays, 75 yards, but 10-5.
And we were living in Chicago, and
things you're always looking at is limiting explosive, and especially when you're up 24-3, you kind of can get that tendency to sit back on your heels a little bit and start feeling it. That should slap you back up and say, Purdue's not going to lay down. You need to choke it out and finish this thing. Purdue's bringing that energy, and you can see the big shift. Whatever they did at halftime, we've seen it for most of the season from Wisconsin. Purdue cut it down to 14.
Making this a big possession coming up for Wisconsin. Still in control, but trying to keep it that way. Shimray DK and Vinny Anthony will be the deep men per usual for Wisconsin.
Well, I'll tell you what, Purdue, again, I'm excited. It's a Big Ten road game. Their little intermission stuff, the dude running around kicking, they got all that St. Elmo shrimp. They're wolfing it down. They're in-game entertainment. I'm impressed.
The cocktail sauce now, that is fire.
That's going to get you. Oh, that'll clean you up. You get a little stuffy and you want to clean yourself up, go grab that sauce and wolf it down.
It's undefeated. Here's the run-up, and the kick is away, and DK will have this fly over his head for the touchback. Badgers starting at their 25-yard line.
You said it, Matt. This is a critical drive because Purdue, when you're behind by 21, I think you look at it and you're just trying to find some hope. And Purdue's offense just gave this defense some hope. Had they went three and out and gotten given the ball back, you'd kind of feel deflated. Now this is almost like the last stand, and Wisconsin can kind of snuff that out. That's why this drive is so critical.
Chez Belusi in there at running back. The original starters on the offensive line for Wisconsin. Three receivers right, one on the left. Mordecai will give it to Malusi, trying to squeeze through the left side of the line and comes crashing down near the 30-yard line. Jeffrey Imba on the defensive line helping lead the charge. Lamar just shy of the 30, it looks like. Second down and 5 for Wisconsin.
Yeah, nice job there by the left side of Wisconsin's offensive line. Just staying in front of their guy, moving him a little bit, giving a little seam there from Malusi.
Mordecai will read it, keep it, rolls left, throws left, caught by DK, 40, 45, and DK tapped out of bounds by Markevious Brown at the 48-yard line. Well executed, first down connection up to the Wisconsin 48.
God, am I impressed with what Tanner Mordecai's doing tonight. That was, he read the defensive end, he was chasing down, so he pulled it, didn't give it to Malusi, and then they had a backer scrape over the top. He reads that and gets it out to Chim to pick up a big first down.
Will Pauling slot to the right on first and 10. Mordecai, a play fake, back to throw, winds it up, throws it right side, caught by C.J. Williams. Juke moved to his right, and he is taken down on the open field by Marquise Wilson. He's had a couple of impressive stops in a lot of space. Wilson takes down Williams at the 45 of Purdue, a gain of 7, second down and 3.
Yeah, Williams will want that back. That's the case. You got that one-on-one. He had a little bit of space. It wasn't like he was immediately tackled. Had a little bit of shimmy shake there. It would have been nice to see him break that, but Mordecai stayed in the pocket, delivered it while taking a hit.
Williams and Pauling to the right. DK comes out wide to the left on second down and 3. Mordecai, a little option right. He'll toss it. Malusi catches. Up the sideline he goes. He'll get the first down. They'll mark at the 41-yard line, so a first down with a yard to spare at the 41-yard line of Purdue. First and 10, Wisconsin, with 6:56 left in the third quarter. 24-10, the Badgers.
Boy, it's tough playing this offense when you're getting in this kind of rhythm, because you pull Fertney, right guard, you pull Malman, right tackle. Linebackers have to flow, and Mordecai goes out. You have a one-on-one on the option. Wisely dumped it off, picking up a first down.
Two receivers either side on 1st and 10. Mordecai flips it left side over the middle. It's dropped by Will Pauling at the 30-yard line. Ooh, that was a big play waiting to happen, but instead, it's 2nd and 10 at the Purdue 41.
Again, the decision-making right on point, reading what the defense was allowing you to have. Nice, clean, easy release there by Pauling. Wide open, would have been an easy first down. Looked up before he secured the catch, and that's why he dropped it.
C.J. Williams wide to the right, Tucker Ashcraft in the slot. Will Pauling and Shimre Dike out to the left. The 41 of Purdue, 2nd down and 10. Malusi, the running back. Mordecai will hand it to Malusi. Got hit behind the line of scrimmage. Kane was there along with Nick Scorton. So Malusi came first on the scene. Got help from his outside linebacker. Loss of one, and it's 3rd and 11, Wisconsin at the Purdue 42.
Yeah, that's when we've seen any trouble moving the football that Wisconsin has had. It's been allowing penetration. There is a little leakage by the right side of Wisconsin's offensive line. Little penetration, and that's why there was no yardage picked up.
Three receivers left, one on the right. Braylon Allen in there at running back on 3rd and 11. Wisconsin at the Purdue 42-yard line. Play clock is at 5. Mordecai surveys. Takes the snap, back to throw. Tanner looks, throws deep left for DK. Got it inside the 10-yard line. Bounces to the turf near the 5. Alessandro on the coverage. Thieneman as well. Oh, a beautiful ball. It is 1st and goal at the 8.
Man, he has just put the ball in perfect spots tonight. That was good coverage. Purdue got a little bit of a pass rush there, but a pretty clean pocket, and he dropped it right where Chim. And Chim did a nice job of coming back to catch that.
On 1st and goal, here's reading it, keeping it as Mordecai, nowhere to go. He's brought down at the line of scrimmage, which is the 8-yard line. That was a 34-yard pitch and catch from Mordecai to DK. 2nd and goal at the 8. The strip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers.
Man, it was a really good throw, but I loved seeing Chim. What defensive backs are doing, they're looking at the eyes also of what Chim did. Chim kept it down, kept his hands low, and then just plucked it late. Really nicely executed.
2nd and goal at the 8. Pauling slot left, motions to the right. Mordecai will hand it to Braylon Allen up the middle, trying to just drag people inside the 5, and he does just that to about the 4. And that's Braylon Allen using that immense strength that he has. 3rd and goal. 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter, 24-10, Wisconsin.
That's where that squatting and the squat fest. You get those lower trunk, but what I love there, Bordellini, the center, kind of got out of position a little bit, saw Braylon right next to him and started pulling him up, picking up a couple yards.
Williams, Rucci, and Pauling to the right, DK to the left. Mordecai continues in the shotgun, 3rd and goal at the 4. Mordecai takes the snap, pressure coming. Tanner under duress, throws right side, end zone, reaching up, broken up. Back line of the end zone, intended for C.J. Williams. Cam Allen with the airtight coverage. And that was a pretty good throw under heavy duress from Tanner Mordecai as the Badgers send on the field goal team again.
It looked just like the last time we were down here, 3rd and goal, and they brought pressure. They got there clean again. This time, Tanner doesn't throw it out of the end zone. It was actually a really risky throw. Good coverage, even though he never turned his head, did put his arm up in order to kind of block the pass and not allow Wisconsin to get 6.
Nathaniel Vakos will try a 22-yard field goal. Left hash mark. Everybody's set. Here's the snap, and the kick is away, and the kick is good. Vakos from 22 yards out. The Badgers settle for 3, and they get the lead up to 17. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. We will take a break. 3:54 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 27, Purdue 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do. And exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
Check out the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 11 plays, 71 yards, took 4 minutes, 48 seconds, leading to a Nathaniel Vaco's 22-yard field goal. Badgers up 17, 3:54 left in the third quarter. We send it downstairs to Patrick.
One of the things that makes this Wisconsin offense so dangerous is the variety of weapons that Mordecai has. 9 different Badgers have caught a pass tonight, and that was an emphasis in the offseason to get that wide receiver room stronger. Insert 3 different transfers. 1, C.J. Williams, who came into this game with 4 catches for just 25 yards. He's already matched that with 4 catches for 36 yards. It seems like each game, it's a different wide receiver stepping up. And when you have that many weapons, that's how this Phil Longo attack can wear you out.
Yeah, continue to watch this offense evolve. 27-10, Wisconsin leading is Jack Van Dyke with the kick in the air. And another fair catch signaled by Tyrone Tracy. That's a sign of respect for the Badgers kick cover unit. We mentioned Tracy brought one back 98 yards for a touchdown against Fresno State. His first 2 return attempts couldn't even get to the 20-yard line, so they're just settling for those touchbacks and or fair catches and start at their 25. So now we'll see if the Wisconsin defense can get things straightened out, as Purdue had it, that D on its heels a bit that last possession. Dylan Downing is in there at running back. Boilers will come out, trips to the left. Kurt Neal, Darian Varner on the defensive line for Wisconsin. Downing will shift to the left of the QB. Card takes the snap. He'll get it to Downing, crashing over the right side, and he'll blast his way to about the 30-yard line. Darrell Peterson, the outside linebacker, on the stop. Second down and 5 for the Boilermakers at their own 30. 3:38 left in the third quarter. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Card takes, looks left. Quick pass left side, and that is caught by T.J. Sheffield across the 35, up across the 40, up the left hash marks. Jason Maitre is there to greet him at the 43 of Purdue. First down for the Boilermakers.
Yeah, I saw a little sloppiness there by Turner. Just kind of overran his guy, and that allowed a little bit extra off of that catch, which Wisconsin has done such a nice job of getting guys down on the ground. Got to refocus a little bit.
Turner and Cheney linebacking the inside backers for Wisconsin. Here's the handoff into Dylan Downing straight ahead. Nothing doing there as he is brought down by Kurt Neal at the 45-yard line. He'll get a couple. Second down and 8 for Purdue.
That was the case there. Wisconsin brought their inside linebackers. Again, a little bit of a crossdog where you try to mess up Purdue's blocking scheme and you try to get somebody up front clear. Nicely done, nicely executed there by the linebackers to set that up.
Rodas Johnson, James Thompson Jr., the down lineman now on second down. Card to throw, whips it to the left, and that is caught by Max Clare, the tight end. He is driven out of bounds by Hunter Wohler at the 49-yard line of Purdue, where it's 3rd down and 4 for the Boilermakers.
And you talk about airtight coverage. Hunter Wohler was, it almost looked like he was on the sideline with the receiver. Glad he didn't get a late hit. He didn't, but he ran him out of bounds. He was so tight on the coverage.
3rd down and 4. Boilermakers at their 49-yard line. 4 receivers, 2 either side. Big play coming up here. Play clock is at 12. Card with a long look. Play clock down to five. Snap to Card. Throws left. Pulled down by Sheffield for the first down inside the 45 of Wisconsin. And thrown back at the 42-yard line. Wohler on the stop at another third down conversion for Purdue. It's now 4 of 9 converting on third down.
Yeah, just a little too much space there. That was not a good throw. He sailed it a little bit, but he was able to secure it, get vertical, and pick up the first.
For the 42 of Wisconsin, Card throws left seam. That's caught by Burks, angling left to right. Inside the 30, gets covered up by Matry at the 27 of Wisconsin. First down, Purdue. A minute 25 left of the third quarter. 27-10 Wisconsin, but the Boilermakers back on the move.
Boy, he just looks different, doesn't he? He catches that ball. There is a burst. Keep him under containment.
Slot left, slot right. Tyrone Tracy, the running back. Card will give it to him. Tracy up the middle, 25 to the 20-yard line. Breaks the tackle, 15 to the 10. Tracy to the 5, and finally stopped by Cheney at the 2-yard line. Matry there as well. First down, goal to go. Purdue, they will mark at the 3.
Yeah, missed tackles, just too many missed tackles. That should have been a 4 or 5 yard run. You miss a tackle, he gets into open space, putting pressure on your defensive backs and your safeties, and that allows him to pick up a bunch of extra yards.
First and goal at the 3. Card will hand it to Tracy. He got hit behind the line of scrimmage, and down he goes. Badgers getting penetration. James Thompson Jr. back at the 6-yard line. Loss of 3.
Yeah, he just continues to make plays. And when you need a big play, he got a little bit of penetration and was able to secure the tackle. That's something we've seen a little bit of a struggle here in the second half on.
18 seconds left in the third quarter. 27-10 Wisconsin. Second and goal, Purdue at the 6. Two receivers either side. Card back to throw. Badgers rushing 4. Card looking. Flush to his left. Angles to his left. Chased by Turner. Chased by Zachman. Neither will get him. Touchdown Purdue as Hudson Card runs it in from 6 yards away. And we've got ourselves a ball game in West Lafayette.
Yeah, he is a really good athlete. We've seen him avoid. And that was a case where the protection was good. He stayed in the pocket. And then you get a bunch of space. He has another layer of speed and was able to beat our guys to the pylon and got in for a tutter.
That will be the final play of the third quarter. Julio Macias on to attempt the extra point. Here's the snap, and the kick is away, and the kick is good, and it is a 10-point game. So a little role reversal. The Badgers this week getting off to a fast start, but the third quarter not so hot. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home to 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, and luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Your win is waiting. Details and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. At the end of 3, Wisconsin 27, Purdue 17. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Is it just me, or is it always a struggle to take a good family pic? Between getting everyone to smile and finding outfits, it's not easy. Luckily, Kohl's has 15% off styles that are perfect for our upcoming photos, and the rest of fall, too. I got myself a flannel for $27.99, my daughter jeans for $24.99, and more. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash, which put a smile on my face. Now, to get one on everyone else's. Select styles. Offer in September 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Shop the Bin! Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers! Shop the Bin!
Back with you with a scoreboard update as we get ready to go get underway in the fourth quarter. It's 27-17 Wisconsin with 15 minutes to play
No other college games of note tonight, so let me just tell you the Brewers are three outs away from clinching a playoff spot. Christian Yelich homered twice tonight, had five runs batted in. The Brewers lead 16-1 over Miami in Miami. Cubs won earlier today, so the Brewers will clinch a playoff spot tonight, can clinch the NL Central Division title tomorrow. Big games tomorrow. Iowa undefeated on the road at Penn State. Ohio State undefeated on the road, non-conference at Notre Dame. Those are the big ones on the Saturday schedule, Matt.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. Wisconsin led by as many as 21, 24-3, but the Boilermakers with a couple of touchdowns in this third quarter, which just came to an end. It's now 27-17 Wisconsin. Purdue kicking off as we are ready to begin quarter number four.
Yeah, just too many big plays in that quarter, which Wisconsin had owned all year. That quarter, that was not the case. Purdue was able to score, and Wisconsin's offense moved the football, had a couple of big plays too, but settled for field goals. Purdue, 8 plays of 10+. That's, you want to avoid those explosive plays, especially when you have a lead. But give Purdue credit, they've made some big plays. I think Wisconsin's been a little bit sloppy tonight with penalties and missing some tackles there on some of these drives, allowed drives to continue on. And now we have ourselves a football game.
Yeah, the Badgers with 9 penalties in this game, 5 for Purdue. So 15 minutes remaining in this Big Ten opener. Badgers idle next Saturday. They'll play again a week from Saturday. A week from next Saturday, we go into October football. The Badgers will host Rutgers. Rutgers at Michigan tomorrow.
So that'd be two Saturdays.
Two Saturdays, yeah.
Next.
That's right.
Next.
Gotcha. Caleb Krakover to kick off in the air. DK will catch at the goal line, right side 5 to the 10. Chimray 15 to the 20. 25-yard line to the 30. Still up, 35-yard line. Banged out of bounds. And a penalty marker, a 15-yard tack on as Chimray DK with another excellent return near the 40-yard line and add 15 at the end of the play.
Yeah, special teams have been big tonight, not only with making kicks, but really setting the tone. And Wisconsin back on its heels a little bit. Chim with 2 nice returns in this half, and now we get another 15 to tack it on.
Here's the call from Jeff Servinsky.
After the play was over, personal foul. Maybe that.
As you can tell, they're not very happy about that.
I feel like they agreed. They have to. Even I would agree with that. That call. If it was the other way, that was definitely late. Come on, Purdue.
Come on, man.
You've hosted such a nice evening here. Don't get all hostile about that. But, Chim, that was the case. It'd be easy. Just take the ball at the 25. He had the nice return earlier, and that was breaking a tackle, getting it, and now on the other side of the 50 to kind of get this momentum and get everything settled back down.
For the 46 of Purdue, 1st and 10, Braylon Allen in there at running back. He has 102 rushing yards so far tonight. Play fake, Mordecai. He's pressured. He throws over the middle, and that's caught. C.J. Williams inside the 30. Down to the 26-yard line. Marquise Wilson on the tackle. A good fastball from Mordecai, and the Badgers are in business.
Great protection. Little run fake early, and just a simple in-breaking route that Mordecai delivered right on the numbers.
The Purdue 26-yard line, 1st and 10. Mordecai will hand it to Braylon Allen over the right side of the line, inside the 25, down to the 22-yard line, a gain of about 4. So Lucy Kane getting in there with help for Purdue. 2nd down and 6 for Wisconsin. Opening minute, 4th quarter, 27-17, the Badgers.
Yeah, Braylon with his 11th carry put him over 100 yards tonight, so we're getting that lather now. Let's wear that lather out.
Trey Wettig in there and right guard, and as I say that, the left tackle, Jack Nelson, comes up early, and that's penalty number 10 against Wisconsin.
Offense, number 79. 5-yard penalty. 2nd down.
This is all part of it. You go on the road, and It's not the loudest stadium I've ever heard, but it is causing some problems tonight for our offensive linemen. We've been a little twitchy, a little jumpy. You can sense that energy. You got to harness it in, too. You can't just go. Jack just was excited to get out there and try to go make a block.
So that gets you off schedule. Let's see how the Badgers handle that. Second and 11 at the Purdue 27-yard line. Skyler Bell slot to the left. Allen still in there at running back. Mordecai will give it to Allen. They're all over him right at the handoff. Sanusi Kane is there. Cole Brevard as well as Allen taken down at the 30-yard line. A loss of three. And now it's third and 14 for Wisconsin at the Purdue 30.
Yeah, they just came hard off the edge and nobody was there. That's a case where I don't know if Tanner has to read that, but when you hand it off and you come screaming off the edge like that, nowhere to run for Braylon.
Chez Malusi is in there now. Three receivers left, one on the right. Malusi to the right of the quarterback. Third and 14 at the Purdue 30-yard line. Play clock is down to three. Mordecai takes the snap. Pressure coming. Tanner throws right side. Almost picked off. Bryson Green broke to the boundary. The pass went inside, and it went through the hands of Marquise Wilson inside the 20-yard line. So the Badgers again will send on Nathaniel Vakos, and this will be about a 48-yard attempt. We are 2 minutes and 3 seconds into the fourth quarter, 27-17, Wisconsin.
Very fortunate to be ending this drive with a kick. They brought pressure again. A lot of pressure. It's been getting home. Wisconsin needs to make some adjustments in their protection. Getting pressure in his face made him deliver it earlier than he wanted.
Vakos, a 48-yard field goal try. Right hash mark. Snap, spot, kick is away. Money. It's good. 48 yards away. Nathaniel Vakos remains perfect, kicking field goals for the Wisconsin Badgers. And we will take a break. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. 12:52 remaining, Wisconsin 30, Purdue 17. Back in a moment, this is Badger football from Learfield.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24/7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 59. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 78. Overcast skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 56. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
To play 30-17 Wisconsin.
Yeah, we're seeing some things that we've saw earlier this season where you're having penalties and settling for field goals. I like that you're ending with kicks. I like that you're putting points up. But when you're giving up touchdowns in a game like this on the road, all that stuff comes back and gets you. So this is a case where this defense needs to hold up. It's been way too easy so far in the second half for Purdue moving the football. Wisconsin needs to bow up a little bit.
Purdue getting a lot done on the ground, averaging nearly 8 yards per carry. So far tonight, Jack Van Dyke to kick off. Dylan Downing, Tyrone Tracy are deep. Van Dyke runs up, and the kick is away, and he hits this one hard toward that far boundary, and it went out of bounds. He's yanked a couple of them here this season, and the Boilermakers will start at their 35-yard line.
Just was raving about the special teams and what they've been able to do with field position and hidden yardage, and you kick one out of bounds here. Now you put a little bit more pressure on your defense when you give up the field position that you have.
Badgers led 21-3 at the half, increased it to 24-3, and Purdue has had some answers. Boilermakers have been punching back, and now they start at their 35-yard line. Devin Maccabee in there at running back. Dura Rahman Yassin comes out wide to the right. T.J. Sheffield slot left, Deion Burks wide left. Snap to Card. He'll hand to Maka, rather keeping it off the read as Card off the right edge. Up across the 35 to the 39-yard line. Turner and Getzer there defensively. Gain of 4, second and 6. And the Makers get back on the ball with 12 and a half minutes to play. Badgers up by 13. Second and 6 from the Purdue 39-yard line. Slot left, slot right. Snap the Card. Badger sending 4. Card fires it to the left. Wide open. Burks tight ropes that sideline. Got it. First down across midfield to the 49 of Wisconsin.
Card showing us something. That was a big-time throw. Pretty good coverage underneath. He had to drop it into that soft spot on the zone over on the boundary, and he was able to get a toe down. That was a big play. Nice throw. Again, good protection by Purdue's O-line.
On the Wisconsin 49-yard line, first and 10. Purdue, 12 minutes to play, 30-17, Wisconsin. T.J. Sheffield, slot left, motions to the right. Card reads, keeps, back to throw, looking, tight pocket, throws right side, hangs up in the air, picked off at the 30. Ricardo Holman, 35-40, weaving left, 45-50. Holman to the 45 into Purdue territory. Second interception tonight for Ricardo Holman. Oh, a big play for Wisconsin as it turns Purdue back when it was on the brink of really making this interesting.
That big play. I don't know exactly what Carr was looking at. He does a play fake. I don't know if that was just a miscommunication. That's about as easy of an interception. Again, play in your position, what you're doing, and go and attack in the football. And in a position where Purdue's feeling the momentum, moving the football pretty much at will here in the second half, you need to find a way to stop the bleeding. Wisconsin did by getting that turnover.
Well, Purdue had the momentum going. The ball in Wisconsin territory, a chance to drive down the field, make it a one-score game. Still a lot of time on the clock here, 11:41 to be exact, 30-17 Wisconsin. First and 10 for the Badgers at the Purdue 44-yard line. Mordecai gives it to Malusi, and he gets hammered by Sanusi Kane behind the line of scrimmage. Down goes Chez at the 45 of Purdue. Loss of 1. Malusi out. Braylon Allen checks in.
Very fortunate. I'm always nervous when things happen that quickly. When you're tucking that football, they are sending their ends hard off of the edge, collapsing down, not going to allow that run game. He's going to have to tuck it and hold it here.
Second down at 11. Mordecai reads, now keeps, rolls right under pressure. Tanner will run for it. Got hit by Kadren Jenkins and Nick Scorton inside the 45 to the 43 of Purdue. A scramble for 2. Third down and 9 for Wisconsin. The Badgers tonight on third down are 10 out of 14.
Yeah, they're continuing to bring a ton of bodies down on the line of scrimmage. They're basically saying, throw the football here. Big time pressure off of the edge. They've been running a lot of middle blitz here. I would not be surprised if Purdue brought people through the center of this defense again.
Three receivers left, one on the right from the Purdue 43-yard line. Third down and 9. Snap to Mordecai. Five-man rush. Tanner looks, shoots it left, and that is ripped away. Picked off by Purdue. picked off by Botros Alessandro, who just ripped it away from the intended receiver. And the Boilermakers are back in business again with 10:25 remaining.
Just a simple out route, and that was a 50-50 throw. And like you said it, Matt, just tore it away. I don't know, was that Chim that was out there? He tore it away from Chim on a 50-50 ball. That was a big play. Purdue needed it.
And we'll take a break. 10 minutes, 25 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 30, Purdue 17. This is Badger football from Learfield.
As the leaves change color and the air turns crisp, it's time to get your set of wheels ready for the autumn adventures ahead. Stop in today to your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's fall essentials. New wiper blades, motor oil, fuses, air filters, and more. Or you can find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We do offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Now that's bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We've got you covered.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Complete your tiling job with professional quality installation products from Tech. SturdyFlex Mortar offers steady, reliable bonding performance for porcelain and ceramic tile. Get it for only $10.99 after rebate. Get 11% off everything. Now at Menards. Good through September 24th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The team's trade turnovers. Purdue gets it back at the 50 with 10:25 remaining. Wisconsin 30, Purdue 17. Patrick, what do you have?
I got to give this crowd credit tonight, and some of it is what Tosh has been talking about, the in-game shenanigans, but we've been here other games when Wisconsin gets a three-touchdown lead and this place starts to empty out and the crowd gets empathetic and lethargic. Tonight's not the case. They're still into this game, and they're affecting the attitude and energy on the Purdue sideline. There's no question.
Yeah, you're right. There are times we've come in here and it's had all the electricity of your average spring game, but you're right. It's not the case. Your Friday night lights in West Lafayette. Botros Alessandro just ripping it away from Chimray DK for the interception. So the Boilermakers starting at midfield, trips to the left, first and 10. Tyrone Tracy is the running back, and Card will read it, keep it, angles to the right, and Jake Chaney is there to spin him down at the 47-yard line of Wisconsin, a gain of 3.
Yeah, nice job there by Wohler and Chaney of reading it. Card does a nice job of putting it in, seeing that Wisconsin's end crashed, but you secured the tackle for, what, a 3-yard pickup.
I just continue to go with Chaney and Turner at the inside linebacker spots on second down. Handoff. Tyrone Tracy breaks through inside the 40, inside the 35, and he is muscling his way inside the 30 and down to the 29-yard line. They were saying he is a physical runner, and that's exactly what he is right there.
Yeah, just too many explosive runs here in the second half, and some of it's missed tackling. That was just running through. Nice hole on the right, again, the right side of Purdue's offensive line, and a nice big chunk play.
From the 29 of Wisconsin, first and 10, T.J. Sheffield motions to the backfield, now breaks out to the left, back to throw Card, three-man rush. Card looks, throws over the middle, and it's wide of the target intended for Yassine. Incomplete at the 15-yard line, Wohler on the coverage. Second and 10, Purdue at the Wisconsin 29-yard line, 9:19 remaining, Wisconsin 30, Purdue 17.
Card has done a really nice job of avoiding the rush and then taking it, pulling it down and running. I'm glad he didn't there. He had probably 7 or 8 yards if he did. He decided to keep his eyes down the field, make a tough throw. Wohler was able to break it up.
You're seeing wide right, Burks wide left, Sheffield slot left. Dylan Downing in there at running back now. On second down, Cardinal handed it down and off the left side. Daryl Peterson's all over it, as is Jake Chaney. And Downing taken down behind the line of scrimmage. They'll mark at the 33 of Wisconsin. Loss of four, third down and 14 for the Boilermakers with 9:05 to play.
That was a nice job by Peterson of keeping contained, letting Chaney kind of fill in from his linebacker spot, not allowing him to bounce it outside into the corner, kept him corralled, setting up a long third down.
Empty backfield, three receivers right, two on the left on the Wisconsin 33-yard line. Third down and 14 for the Boilermakers. Now Downing will motion into the backfield. Play clock is at 8. Card waits for the snap, gets it, back to throw. Badgers rushing four. The ball is knocked away. It is loose, and they'll save. Ooh, it was recovered by Purdue. I thought one official signaled incomplete, and another pointed to the ground there. What do we got? Incomplete with the clock stopping with 8:31 to play. So they'll mark at the 33 of Wisconsin. Fourth down. Not much choice here to be made for Ryan Walters. They got to go, even though it's fourth down and 14. So here we go. Two receivers right, one on the left. Hudson Card with a look over to the Purdue sideline. Badger defense trying to get off the field here. Fourth down and long for the Boilermakers, and play is stopped. A timeout taken by Purdue as the play clock was about to expire. So we'll go ahead and take a break as well. 8 minutes, 31 seconds to play. Wisconsin 30, Purdue 17. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
You're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
8 minutes, 31 seconds remaining in West Lafayette, Wisconsin 30, Purdue 17. Boilermakers burning a timeout. They have a 4th and 14 at the Badgers' 33-yard line. Credit due to Kamoi Latu for getting to Card and just being a disruptor on that last pass, which just fluttered to the turf. So the safety Latu involved in that third down play.
Yeah, and he was actually picked up by Purdue's tailback. He fought through it and was able to, I don't know, it was because there was a little indecisiveness. I didn't know if his arm was going forward. He hit his arm, and that allowed that ball to flutter down. And then, you know, it's a tight football game. You want guys to use that timeout. Purdue, obviously, it's a critical play in the game, 4th and 14 or whatever it is. Wisconsin showing a ton of pressure, forcing Purdue into changing protections, and all of a sudden that play clock runs down and Purdue has to use a timeout. Those are those little things. Now, you'd love to get off the field here, but you force Purdue to use one of those timeouts in the second half.
All right, here we go. Purdue 3 out of 9 going for it on fourth down, if you're interested, through the first three games. Racine and Sheffield come out to the right. Deion Burks to the left. Dylan Downing, the running back, on 4th and 14. Snap to Carr. Badgers bring pressure. Carr throws. It is incomplete. The Badgers got pressure on him. Hunter Waller among them, forcing the errant pass, and the Badgers get the stop.
Very fortunate. Great job of putting pressure on. Burks was open, but he didn't have the time to throw it. He is not happy. The wideout, he's a talented cat. He has got his helmet off. He's irritated because he thought he was open, but the pressure got there, forcing that early throw, getting Wisconsin off the field.
Credit Hunter Waller with forcing Carr to get it out of his hands before he wanted to and off target. So for the 33 of Wisconsin, first and 10, 13-point lead for the Badgers, 8:27 remaining. Jackson Aker and Chez Malusi in the backfield. Here's the handoff to Chez, running left. Gets a block from Aker, but still taken down at the 35-yard line. Jeffrey Imba on the defensive line is there. Gain of a couple. Second down and 8 for Wisconsin.
Purdue's definitely done a much better job here in the second half of kind of corralling and getting Wisconsin's running backs down on the ground a lot sooner than what they did in that first half.
Second down and 8. Badgers at their 35-yard line. 8 minutes to play. 30-17, the Badgers. Mordecai takes option right. He'll turn it across the 35. Mordecai up to the 38-yard line. Gain of 3. And it's 3rd and 5 for Wisconsin.
Seen a lot of that tonight with the sprint option where you just go fire out right away. Purdue did a nice job there of taking away the pitch guy, forcing Mordecai to turn it up. And Tanner avoided one tackle and was able to pick up a couple of yards.
58 rushing yards on 14 totes for Mordecai. Ball at the 37-yard line, so make it 3rd down, about 6 for Wisconsin. Snap to Mordecai, back to throw. Looks, throws over the middle. It's caught by DK, 1st down, and Moore across the midfield stripe. Wilson brings him down at the 48-yard line. Mordecai delivers on 3rd down, and there's an injured Boilermaker. Jeffrey Imba, defensive lineman, needs some attention.
That Chez Malusi, I'm not sure where. What a great block. He was able to get out, looked like on the blind side of Tanner, and was able to fire his helmet out just to get that guy down on the ground. That allowed him to stay in the pocket and make the throw.
We will take a break. 7:11 remaining in West Lafayette. Wisconsin 30, Purdue 17. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. And love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
CAT has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local CAT dealer, Favic CAT provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Favic CAT is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FavicCAT.com or call your local Favic CAT store for more information. Favic CAT is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Time to spotlight tonight's Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Well, the Badgers quarterback has been pretty good. 17 of 25, 174 passing yards, 58 rushing yards, and 19 receiving yards.
You don't hear that often, and he has just been so good with his decision-making. Even the interception that he threw, you make an argument that really wasn't on him. It was in a tight spot. But, man, he is just, he's pulled the football. He's run. He's done everything that this team has needed from him tonight.
30-17 Wisconsin, 7 minutes 11 seconds to play. The Badgers have a first and 10 at the Boilermakers 48-yard line. Jez Malusi in there at running back. Will Pauling slap to the left. So if the Badgers can bleed this clock and put this game away. Here we go. One guy ready to roll. It's the snap from Bortolini, and Tanner looking to throw. Shuffles left. Throws left. Deep ball. Pauling incomplete down the left sideline of the 20-yard line. Cam Allen, the intended receiver, and that's a bit of a favor for Purdue. It stops the clock with 6:43 to play, second and 10.
Well, that's a route I would guess Phil Longo has seen other teams do to Wisconsin, where you kind of run that little in route and then run a wheel behind it. They've had success against it, and that was one of those, we are ending this right here, unfortunately unable to connect.
Second down and 10, Wisconsin at the Purdue 48-yard line. Falling slot to the left. C.J. Williams wide to the right. Mordecai takes quarter pressure coming, and the handoff goes to Malusi, and he gets taken down right now by Kadren Jenkins. And now a Badger is slow to get up, and it is Chez Malusi. Oh, my goodness. Well, he has had, you know, the last couple of years, he has dealt with injuries. And he is writhing in pain right now with 6 minutes and 37 seconds to play. 30-17